News. I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says on social media he spoke this morning with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and would be speaking with him again this afternoon. Trump also says he'll talk today with his counterpart in Mexico. Both Canada and Mexico are about to levy their own tariffs in response to U.S. actions. Wall Street has dropped as the Trump tariffs hit markets worldwide.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. U.S. stocks fell in morning trading on Wall Street Monday amid worries about tariffs and a growing global trade conflict. The S&P 500 fell 1.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.2%, the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.9%. Trump's tariffs take effect Tuesday. They include 25% tariffs on most imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China. The fear is that Trump's tariffs will push up prices for groceries, electronics, and all kinds of other bills for U.S. households. That would put upward pressure on U.S. inflation rates, which have been largely easing. Stocks in Europe and Asia also fell. Damian Troisi, New York.
Crews are on the scene on the Potomac River to retrieve the submerged wreckage of an airliner and Army helicopter that collided mid-air last week. Authorities have recovered and identified 55 of the 67 people killed in the crash. Beyoncé is a big winner at the Grammys.
Cowboy Carter. This ain't Texas.
She won for Album of the Year, an elusive award for Beyoncé. She is both the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy's history, and she won it for a country album.
I'd like to thank all of the incredible country artists that accepted this album. We worked so hard on it.
Besides the music, the Grammys paid tribute to the firefighters and the victims of the deadly wildfires that have been burning around Los Angeles. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A car bomb explosion in North Syria has killed more than a dozen people.
At least 15 people have been killed and dozens more wounded on Monday when a car bomb exploded in the outskirts of a northern Syrian city. The car on the outskirts of the city of Manbij detonated next to a vehicle carrying agricultural workers. Over a dozen women were killed from the blast, according to the local Syrian civil defense. Over a dozen other women were wounded, some of them in a critical condition. Manbij in northeastern Aleppo province continues to witness violence, even after the downfall of President Bashar al-Assad in December. In the area, Turkish-backed factions known as the Syrian National Army continue to clash with the U.S.-backed, Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.